WTNW News Time is 7:05. It's 36 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. One man is dead and two are wounded after a shooting took place around 2:30 yesterday morning at the Cotton Village Apartments in Snook. 19-year-old Broderick Gerba of Bryan has been arrested and charged with murder. There's currently no bond. The two injured are being treated at Bryan's St. Joseph Hospital. Gerba was previously arrested for armed robbery at a Snook convenience store in October of 2012. Watch out for possible daily lane closures of the outside westbound lane of Harvey Road. Closures could start at 8:30 this morning between Scarlett O'Hara Drive and Munson Avenue and be on and off for the next 4 months. A robber who sliced another man's chin with a knife was reported by his girlfriend late Thursday night, according to Bryan police. 27-year-old Freddie Morales allegedly robbed a neighbor at the Avalon apartment complex after the neighbor allowed him and his girlfriend to use the restroom. Morales' girlfriend says he then grabbed her by the neck, threatened her, and forced her to walk down the railroad tracks. The amount stolen was $27. Morales, who says the cut was an accident and denies threatening and grabbing his girlfriend by the neck, was arrested for aggravated robbery and kidnapping. Bryan had several house fires during the holidays, and William Bouse of the Bryan Fire Department wants to remind citizens that even though candles are beautiful, they are dangerous when not managed properly. He says candles started the fire at a South Parker home.
These people had gone to sleep with the candles still burning. They were too close to a bed and draperies, caught the draperies on fire. This is something that I and Bill have talked about over and over again, about the dangers of candles not being monitored and put in some sort of container that's going to prevent them from being able to get to a flammable fire source.
Bell says candles should always be put in a safe area and extinguished when they're not being watched. He says there were more calls to the fire department in 2012 than in 2011, so remember to be careful anytime fire is involved. Have you ever wondered what it takes to be a police officer? Officer Dennis Bain with the College Station Police Department says you can get an inside glimpse by signing up for the 47th Citizen Police Academy.
What they'll do is get a feel for what the police department is like and what the officers do. We have different instructors that will come in and talk about different topics each night. It'll be something that you will not forget. I haven't seen anyone that's come through and taken this class that just wasn't amazed at it, just totally enjoyed themselves.
Bain says they'll cover crime scene investigations, criminal law, SWAT team equipment, and even a bomb dismantling robot. He says the free 10-week program will be every Tuesday from 6:30 to 9:30 from February 12th until April 23rd. At WTAW.com, you can find a list of the topics covered. And even as mortgage rates fall, people have trouble purchasing homes because of credit and saving situations. But the city of College Station wants to help out. Debbie Eller says the city is offering a home buyer's education course that will run every Tuesday night in February from 6 to 7:30.
It's the NeighborWorks America curriculum, and it's taught by a TDHCA, Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs, certified home buyer teacher. And it just goes over all of the topics. When you finish the course, you will have a certificate that shows that you're a mortgage-ready home buyer.
The $15 course will be held at College Station Fire Station No. 6 at the corner of University and Taro. You can find a link directly to the registration page at WTAW.com. And the new legislative session begins tomorrow in Austin, and state lawmakers will have a number of issues to deal with if they hope to keep the Texas economy thriving. While education reform is at the forefront, Texas economist Dr. Ray Perryman says there are others just as important.
Water issues are going to be very big. They're a huge issue in Texas right now. Infrastructure, as the population grows and the economic activity grows, our highway infrastructure and other types of infrastructure are creating issues as well.
He says education, infrastructure, and water will have a fundamental impact on the Texas economy. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 35 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance, and I have some exciting news. Effective December 5th, W.E. Gibson Insurance has moved from the Kroger Center. We are now located on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. We feel that this new, very convenient location will enhance our ability to provide exceptional service to our many present and future personal and commercial insurance customers. We invite our customers to visit us at the new location on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. If you aren't presently one of our customers and you're in the market for auto, home, business insurance, or any other type of insurance, come see us at W.E. Gibson Insurance on the corner of Longmire and Deacon, or visit our website at wegibson.com. Our agency is over 130 years old. We are a trusted choice independent agency representing over 45 companies. And in case you didn't get it earlier, we are now located on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. Come see us.
Hey, good morning. It's 7-Eleven, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure, it's going to be responsible for producing nice weather around the region today. We'll see sunshine. It'll be close to 60 degrees. It's going to cloud up tonight. A couple of showers may fall. Lows overnight near 50. Cloudy, a chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm for tomorrow, 55 to 60. Rain tomorrow night could be heavy. Lows will be 55 to 60. And then more rain Wednesday. It may come down hard. It'll be 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coming up, we're going to get a look at A&M's Cotton Bowl rundown after an amazing night of record-setting accomplishments, and find out maybe we may be losing one of our coaches to become another head coach. We'll share that, plus women's basketball and the wild card playoff games from this Sunday coming up at 7:50.
Yes. Yeah, so the Texans decided to go ahead and win, huh? Barely.
Yes.
Squeaked it out.
Yes.
Yeah, I just saw the score. I didn't see any of the game. So that means that, you know, had they won maybe, you know, the last 2 weeks rather than just this past weekend, all their fans wouldn't have to be trying to book flights to Boston now for this weekend.
Correct.
And, of course, it'll be so nice. And as my recollection is that the football stadium up there in Foxborough is not closed in, right?
No, it is not. Yeah.
It is in Texas, but it's not in Massachusetts.
Yes.
See if that makes any sense.
No.
Okay. Well, that's all right. It just means the season goes on for one more week.
Yep.
And probably not any more than that. All right, so the most gifted item of the 2012 holiday season. Got any idea?
Gift cards.
Well, item. Yeah, okay, excuse me, not gift. Yeah, aside from gift cards, I guess, stuff where you actually give people something in a box, you know, and they unwrap it.
The Snuggie.
Whatever. Oh, wow. You know, I didn't see nearly, and again, I don't know how much TV I watched compared to last year, but the Snuggie people, hopefully they banked their money. I mean, I don't know if that can continue much longer. Do you have a Snuggie?
No.
Okay. Kat, do you have a Snuggie?
No, but I seem like the kind of person that would, so I understand you asking.
Well, I was asked both of you.
Tucker does.
It's really?
Yeah.
It's a robe you put on backwards, okay?
I've seen Tucker do it in the studio.
It's a cheap robe you put on backwards, but nonetheless, it would be interesting to know how many of those were actually sold. And, of course, they came out, what, a couple of years after the original with team logos. And, you know, you can buy an Aggie Snuggie if you want to. But anyway, the answer is Ugg boots.
Really?
The most gifted item of the 2012 holiday season.
No kidding.
Yep, boots fashion people love to hate them, but apparently they're very comfortable. I don't know. They beat out the iPad, and so there you go. That's
what's the difference between, you know, $1 and $500?
Sure, yeah, that's also true. I don't know how much they do cost, but one of the reasons for success, Ugg's parent company rolled back the prices after sales of the boots started to nosedive. Yeah, here we go. Standard boot prices dropped $10 to $15. Wow. I guess that is pretty good. But again, not knowing what the buy-in is. And there aren't Ugg boots for guys, are there?
Yes.
Really, are
yes.
they?
Yes. Oh, okay. Now, they're not the same style. I'd actually like to have a pair for when I do hockey games. But
okay.
They're considerably
Why, do you
more
have to stand on the ice? I don't...
Well, I'm standing on the same surface that the ice is, about 2 feet from it.
Actually, cold. He just wants to look cool, Scott.
Is that it? Yeah.
No, they look like kind of regular work boots.
Okay. Oh, really? Do the guys
really?
Do?
I was imagining some kind of Attila the Hun, Harry Santa Claus's from the North Pole kind of boots.
No, I'm not doing basically the rundown of the Renaissance Festival at a hockey game.
Or Viking boots. I think you'd look good with Viking boots.
No.
We could get you a Viking hat to match.
Still no.
Okay, there you are. So anyway, but I didn't know they had them for men. But
yes,
that's the reason it worked. Okay, well, maybe he checked in from jail and tagged himself with his own mugshot. Maybe. An Oregon teen was arrested after he posted about driving drunk on New Year's Day. Police have been investigating a mysterious hit and run in a city in Oregon, when they were tipped off to a Facebook post by one Jacob Cox Brown, age 18, who read, quote, "Driving drunk, classic, but to whoever's vehicle I hit, I'm sorry." He texted that.
Wow.
Okay. He texted or posted?
Excuse me, well, yeah, he was on. He posted it, yeah. Wow. Investigators then went to his home, found his car. It was damaged. Oh, anyway, Mr. Brown, Cox Brown, has been charged with 2 counts of failing to perform the duties of a driver. Wow, I've never heard that
before. Not me either.
Say, I've probably been guilty of that before. Anyway, the post has since been removed from his public Facebook site. Very nice. Nothing like getting drunk, doing something stupid, and telling people.
And exacerbating the problem.
Yeah. Hey, another day, another reality show. This time A&E has picked up a new series. It's called, you ready?
No.
Rodeo Girls.
Oh,
well,
God.
Or it's rodeo for us, but, you know, the rest of the country will call it rodeo, which, as you might expect, is all about women on the professional rodeo tour.
Well, that sounds kind that of, would it be... sounds a lot, like it's a lot cooler than how you made it sound.
Yeah, specifically the barrel racing circuit, apparently.
Well, that's really all that. Women do in rodeo.
I almost got into barrel racing.
Did you?
Yes, but my mother said I would kill myself, and so I needed to take a handgun class instead.
Well, that's good. So there you are. You've done that now. And which is kind of interesting to go along with that. On this date in history, the cowboy helmet was patented.
Really?
This was a steel hat with an attached face mask to protect bronc riders, cow branders, and blacksmiths. So, I mean, it was a real cowboy, not like the rodeo helmet, because, you know, now the bull riders wear these helmets.
They wear hockey helmets.
Yeah, basically. But this thing was patented in 1882.
Get out!
Yeah, and that was the purpose. So that, I mean, because again, you start branding critters, they don't like that sometimes.
No.
And just the whole idea.
Tell you something cool. We do have a local, you know, you were saying most of the women's rodeo sports are limited to barrel racing, but we do have a local teenage girl who is a bull rider. Her name is Taylor LaFlash, and she lives in Grimes.
No,
yeah. She lives in Grimes County, and I guess she's about 14 now because she was 13 last year. But
that's
she is
works.
A bull. She's a bull rider. So anyway,
I think it's
pretty cool. Yeah,
I've done it.
Well, yeah, but you weren't a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah,
either.
Girls don't usually do it, but she's not, and she's just a wiry little pretty little girl. And
the bull riders are skinny and wiry. It's the bronc or the bulldog guys that are the big guys.
So I guess you must have done some story on her when you were in Navasota?
I did. And she's real nice. She's a little shy. But her name is Taylor LaFlash. You can look her up on Twitter or on Facebook.
Like LaFlash. Is that what you're
saying?
Yeah,
it's like capital L-A, capital F-L-A-S-H. And that's their real last name. It's not like she made it up. I was like, oh, my gosh. She has a little lightning bolt on her helmet.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Wow, okay.
Okay, I got to see this.
That's pretty interesting.
Speaking of Facebook, I did put the picture up of the guy duct taped.
Oh, there you go. Okay. I mean, really, did you ask her what it was like that morning she walked into the kitchen and told her parents that's what she wanted to do? I just find that fascinating. Well, that's good. All right, well, good. We'll have to follow her exploits then. Maybe we'll see her on this show or some other show.
Yeah, no, you're not usually inspired by someone younger than you.
Yeah.
But I'm inspired by Taylor LaFlash.
Are you going to try that?
No.
Yeah, okay. I just. All right, so if you think you've got pothole problems, I forget, we had that in some city council race. Somebody went around and took pictures of potholes, I remember. I don't know that they found out if they were here or not, but they were just pictures of potholes. Anyway, this happened in County Cork, which is not anywhere around here.
That would be in Ireland.
That's right. It is so deep, a man filmed himself swimming in it. 21-year-old Liam Keane says, "It wasn't dirty. I didn't mind doing it. The pothole, which has been caused by a burst water main, filled in," since city officials saw him post that video, that they've taken care of that. So, all right, Taylor LaFlash, we'll look into that.
I'm working on it now.
If you haven't gotten your flu vaccine yet, you doing that? You probably shouldn't wait any longer. The flu already fairly widespread. Cases showing up in 41 states across U.S. America. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, that's the folks in Atlanta, say they haven't seen a flu season this bad in nearly a decade, and the worst still yet to come. As of the end of this week, nearly 2,300 people were in the hospital with the flu. 18 children had died from the complications. Health experts tell ABC News that one of the most important things to keep in mind if you get the flu is to stay home. If you're sick, protect yourself and others by not spreading it around. Just don't spread it around. Not a good thing. So, if you like hot chocolate, and today's a good morning for it because it's close to 32, but if you like hot chocolate, decide to treat yourself. Here's a tip. You will enjoy it more if you drink it in an orange mug.
What?
Yep, that's right.
That's the silliest thing I ever heard.
Cream-colored, well, believe me, just keep listening. You'll hear plenty of silly things. Cream-colored will do as well, but that is the conclusion of researchers who decided to test how color can alter the way that we enjoy a beverage. They had 57 people rate samples of hot chocolate that came from red, white, orange, and cream-colored cups. The samples were all the same, and they were prepared the same. Their participants did not report a superior sweetness or aroma from any sample, but they did describe the drink in the orange and the cream mugs as being more flavorful.
Huh. Well, I don't know if it's because my dad was an Aggie, but I've always thought orange was the ugliest color.
See, I don't know. I like orange, but that's just, again, it's personal preference. But I find that pretty interesting that people would equate the color that directly to something that they're drinking. Hello.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah, is that why that beer tastes so good out of that silver can with the blue mountain?
That's what it is.
I'm Kerry Krueger with Brazos Valley Community Action Agency. When we ask you to shop locally, we're asking you to support businesses that help support the nonprofit community. BVCAA offers programs and services that help over 30,000 area residents each year. We work with local businesses to help people and change lives right here in the Brazos Valley. By shopping locally, you create jobs and you help local businesses support community groups like us. Remember, before you do your shopping online or drive out of town to shop, do your shopping locally. Locally and keep your money in town. It's where our jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Who knows about New Year's resolutions, but the one that never fails is Jenny and I heading to Half Price Books to stock up on cozy up-to-the-fire reads and great stuff for the kids in case the weather deals us a hand of cabin fever. There's just something about the selection at Half Price Books. Me, I'm diving into history and biographies. Maybe it was the election year, maybe some of the new movies that are out, maybe because the prices are so low, I can't help but walk out with a stack of stuff I've been dying to read. I think taking the edge off the cooler weather and sharpening up the old noggins a good trade-off, don't you think? No pun intended. Jenny's determined to learn how to cook the best noodles in the world. She didn't pasta up one book on that. Got any new interests rattling around in your noodle for the new year? You can sure fill that bowl on the top of your neck with great affordable stuff from Half Price Books on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com. See you there.
Looking for a good dentist for your family? It's a real jungle out there, and we're not lying. Come to Safari Dental. It's very important to start healthy habits early, so that's why we have a pediatric dentist on staff at Safari Dental. We also perform root canals and teeth bleaching for adults, accepting most insurances. Corner of Highway 21 and Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call 979-217-2185. Visit mysafaridental.com.
Safari Dental. Smile more, worry less.
724, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Most of us know somebody who can drink coffee right before bed without any negative effects, and maybe you're that person. But according to a guy who wrote a book called The Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan, that's pretty much impossible. While you may think it's not interfering with sleep, caffeine is a stimulant that has been proven to affect everyone. If you measure the brain waves with an EEG, of course, all of us have those at home.
Yeah, I have one right there by the bed.
Yeah. You'd see an increase in mental activity awake or asleep. The doctor says that people who have little or no difficulty falling asleep after a fresh dose of caffeine are most likely sleep-deprived and are exhausted enough to override the effects. Oh, well, there. Those people who would probably also enjoy a calmer, more restful night's sleep if they didn't do the caffeine nightcap. Of course, there, again, coffee is sometimes wrongly the culprit. There can be any number of things that you have that have caffeine in them. If you drink soft drinks that have caffeine, or iced tea, obviously caffeine in there too. So not always the coffee. But I can't imagine drinking coffee right before bed.
No.
I just, not me. But anyhow, even though you don't think it's affecting you, the doc says it's affecting you. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. Mostly sunny skies today. That'll be nice. Hadn't seen the sun for a while. Well, we did yesterday toward the end of the day. But anyhow, 60 for our high temperature today, about 46 for a low tonight. Then the rain moves into the area. Forecast right now says an 80% chance of rain on Tuesday and a 90% chance of rain on Tuesday night and Wednesday, and some of it could be heavy. High tomorrow, about 60 degrees. Then it's a good almost 10 degrees warmer on Wednesday with a high of 68, and we'll be near 70 on Thursday and Friday. Right now the winds are out of the northeast at 3, 82% relative humidity, fair skies, and we have 34 degrees there.
Making a resolution to get in shape? Check out AeroFit. AeroFit has been voted best in the Brazos for over 10 years. Experience AeroFit's indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track. AeroFit has the latest in exercise equipment, and now AeroFit has 4 locations to better serve you. Join now for only $25.99 per month. Plus, mention this ad and get 2 complimentary training sessions, a $150 value when you join. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com today and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join AeroFit today and your body will thank you later.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
While the state-run media focused on who would take the great leap off the fiscal cliff, there were other stories jolting people around the world. In New Delhi, India, 23-year-old woman who'd been brutally gang-raped and beaten died in a Singapore hospital. 5 men and 1 minor have been charged with her murder. The woman, a medical student, and a male companion were both attacked on a New Delhi bus. He survived. She was airlifted to Singapore in a vain attempt to save her life. The attack galvanized protests across India, where it can take decades to resolve even basic legal cases, and where police have a reputed lax attitude towards sex crimes against women. If convicted, all 5 adult attackers face the death penalty. In Pakistan, as the president calls it, 6 female aid workers were executed by the Taliban in an ongoing campaign against polio vaccinations. A male doctor was killed as well. Also this week, a Pakistani woman horribly disfigured in an acid attack by her abusive husband in the year 2000 committed suicide. Though the attack made international news, the husband from an elite family remains free. Now, here in America, when a few political activists demand free birth control from the government, the Democrats frame objections as a war on women. In other parts of the world, there really is a war on women, and it is a war to the death.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? Was it the airport Wi-Fi connection last week? Maybe that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? An MSN Money story detailed how using Wi-Fi connections can invite identity thieves in through smartphones and laptops. We're potentially handing over everything and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, take over my bank accounts. That's why I have LifeLock Ultimate, the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy peace of mind with LifeLock Ultimate, folks. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush for details, or make the quick telephone call today and mention Rush and get a 10% discount. Call 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 36 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man has been arrested for the fatal shooting in Snook yesterday morning that killed one man and injured two others. 19-year-old Broderick Gerba of Bryan has been charged with murder, and no bond has been set. The Burleson County Sheriff's Office is still investigating the incident, which took place around 2:30 at the Cotton Village Apartments. Gerba was arrested for the armed robbery of a convenience store, also in Snook, in October of last year. Starting at 8:30 this morning, watch for lane closures on Harvey Road between Scarlett O'Hara Drive and Munson Avenue. The outside westbound lane will be closed from time to time through May in order to replace a water line. And a request to use a neighbor's bathroom and get a drink of water turned ugly on Thursday at a Bryan apartment complex. Police received a call just before midnight that a robbery was in progress at Avalon Apartments. 27-year-old Freddie Morales allegedly put a knife to his neighbor's throat, cut his chin, and robbed him of $27. Morales' girlfriend, who called the police, was then threatened as well, grabbed by the throat, and forced to walk. Morales was subsequently arrested for kidnapping and armed robbery. He denies threatening and leading his girlfriend by the throat and says he did not put the knife to the victim's neck. If you're looking to buy a home, the City of College Station wants to help you get prepared. Debbie Eller with Community Development says the city's offering a home buyer's education course that will teach methods for avoiding expensive mistakes.
We want you to be ready. We want you to know what your credit score is. If you have issues, we're going to give you a little bit of guidance on how you can get into a position to qualify for a mortgage. We're going to talk to you about the mortgage process, about working with a real estate agent. We're going to talk about shopping for a home and also protecting your investment after you get in that home.
She says the $15 course will be every Tuesday evening in February from 6 to 7:30 at College Station Fire Station number 6. For registration details, go to WTAW.com. For hands-on experience of life as a police officer, Dennis Bain with CSPD says the Citizen Police Academy is a free 10-week course that will expose students to all kinds of topics.
Criminal law course, and then we have communications department where they'll actually get to go into the dispatch area. They'll get a tour of the jail. And the traffic stops and building searches are two things where they actually get to participate. They'll have a gun belt, we'll have a police car set up, and they will actually make a traffic stop.
On other class days, detectives will explain how they investigated certain local crimes, a county attorney will explain how a case is prosecuted, and students will get to ride along with an officer. The deadline to sign up is February 1st. At WTAW.com, you can find a list of the topics covered. And if it's been a while since you've had a fire in your fireplace, Bryan Fire Department's William Bowles advises you to get your chimney inspected, especially if you have an older home. Bowles says that certain materials and techniques used for fireplaces and chimneys in the 70s and early 80s are causing fires as the chimneys age and deteriorate.
There was an open spacing around the fireplaces that, unfortunately, they were allowed to build with some combustible materials in there. The combustible materials, if there is a break in the fireplace flue or in the connection between it and the brickwork, you can get fire into those spaces, and that's where the structural failure comes in.
He says a home on Rivendell Court caught fire on Christmas Eve because of that kind of structural problem, but getting your fireplace cleaned and inspected by chimney sweeps once a year will help keep your home safe. And the Texas legislative session opens tomorrow. In 2010, lawmakers were going into the session with a $27 billion deficit. Brian Sweeney at Texas Monthly Magazine says it's a different story this time.
This time around, I think that the picture looks a little bit rosier. They expect to have about an $8 billion surplus with some money in the rainy day fund. So the big question will be how much money gets spent, and can the money be spent?
Public schools are hoping that money will be used to restore the $5.5 billion in cuts made to education, but lawmakers may not make a decision on that until the school funding trial is resolved. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 36 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:05, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farmer ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Here's David Schulte talking about installation.
Most roofing problems start with the installation. So many people are focused on product and what kind of warranty they get with the product, but they don't ask about the installation procedure, the installation techniques, the installer himself, the experience of the company, and how they can back that up. They kind of stop at product and don't look at the whole roofing experience as a package.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
We could be looking at a significant rain event across the area by the middle of the work week. Today looks to be a nice day, lots of sunshine. Temperatures will be up near 60 this afternoon. Clouds will increase tonight, maybe a shower or two by sunrise. Lows will be near 50. Scattered showers, maybe a strong thunderstorm or two for tomorrow, 55 to 60. Rain tomorrow night, 55 to 60. It looks like we'll see more rain, could come down hard at times on Wednesday, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I think tonight was really indicative of this season.
And we'll find out more of Coach Sumlin's thoughts following an amazing season for A&M football. We may be losing yet another coach to a head coaching position. NFL playoffs for the wild card and Fighting Texas Aggie women's basketball all coming up in about 12 minutes.
Well, of course, we know because we've been here since the first game, but the way that the public caught on to this whole Johnny Football thing, to the point that everybody's talking about it coast to coast. I mean, he has been the most talked about player in college football this year. But I knew that it had really gone to the highest possible level when, in fact, I saw our general manager, Ben Downs. Ben, not a sports fan, enjoys the idea of sports being on our radio stations because he knows that's important, but not a big football fan.
Okay.
Actually was going to the movies on Friday night, and his son texted him saying, "How about that?" And, of course, Ben didn't know what that meant, so he called him.
Right.
And admitted to his son that they were actually going to a movie. And after being kind of admonished by their son.
Chastised by your kid.
Then going to the movie theater and seeing that there were five cars, realized it must be something I need to watch. And so he apparently went home, watched it on television, and he looked at me and earnestly said, I've never seen anything like that before. So there you go. Johnny Football has now permeated every corner of the universe, if you will.
I was sitting next to the ESPN Dallas guys, and they hadn't seen him play live. And they just sat there the whole time going, are you kidding me?
Yeah. What did you think? It was Photoshopped?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's, but it is. It's kind of fun. All right, ladies. Hey, ladies. If you're a Mac user. Okay. Well, 18.
Yeah, you said it like it was a question.
Well, yeah. 18% of female Mac users have unusually large heads.
What does that have to do with anything?
There's somebody who had time. Maybe, money for the study. New York Post says research by Nielsen combined with an independent survey of Mac computer users reveals 18% of female Mac users have unusually large heads, 43% of the users wear glasses, and 29% of female Mac fans prefer satiny blouses over your less fashionable tops. So there you are.
Huh.
If you want to be part of the Mac generation.
I'll have to buy myself a real phone first.
Well, that'd be a good idea.
That's a good start.
Yeah, because you still have one of those clamshell ones.
I can only take in so much new technology at once.
Well, okay. And what is the most technologically advanced thing you've done in the last 6 months?
I got a radio.
Oh, well, there you are then. Okay. Hope that works out for you. Are you burning peat moss in your fireplace to warm your home, or do you actually go ahead and do use the central heat and air? Just asking.
Actually, I do have some heat, but I turn it on. I keep it pretty low.
Okay, well,
it's what garments are for. Yeah.
And you got
Scott.
the indoor plumbing too, right?
I do.
All right,
at this
there.
Point in my life,
there
I do.
Things, oh, never mind. I don't want to go there. The secret life of NFL referees, okay? You know, these people, we used to know, of course, Red Cash, and we talked to Red not too long ago, and, we at least knew about him, but most of those people kind of have been anonymous, and yet they spend some time right there on TV. That official in the Baltimore game, man, he was on TV a lot yesterday. I wasn't watching that much of it, but he seemed to have to be explaining stuff. Nonetheless.
He said Indiana.
Oh, yeah?
After a
did he?
Penalty on Indiana.
All right. Very good. Ed Hockley may be one of the better known ones. He's been an official since 1990. His real job is a civil litigator.
Really?
At a Phoenix law firm. He's run 12 marathons. He's known for his pro-type athlete build. He's 6'1", 215. I think he's got like a fitness tape out or something
like
that.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Yeah. Mike Carey, an NFL official since 1990. He is a San Diego entrepreneur who founded ski and snow equipment companies. In 2008, he became the first black referee to officiate the Super Bowl. Walt Coleman, an official since 1989. He's a dairy farmer. He's the operator
of
the Coleman Dairy in Little Rock. His farm produces and distributes more than 1 million gallons of milk a week.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Tony Coretti, who's been an NFL official since 1995, is a high school social studies teacher in California.
I'm betting he is the coolest social studies teacher ever.
There you go. And it was interesting, last season he was diagnosed with cancer, underwent chemo, and yet worked all but 3 weeks.
Holy cow.
And Gene Surator, he has been an official since 2003. He is the co-owner of a janitorial supply company in Washington, Pennsylvania. So there you are. Those are some of those guys out there who just officiate for fun. All right, here you go. The new study suggests that elementary school teachers favor girls to boys. Writings published in the Journal of Human Resources explains grades didn't always match up with test scores. Researchers found that teachers tended to reward girls with higher grades than boys for behaving better and actually paying attention in class. We're guys. Come on. We're supposed to pay attention.
That doesn't mean you're an idiot.
No, it just doesn't mean we pay attention very well. Didn't say we weren't smart. We just think about other stuff.
Well, then start paying attention.
No, that's it. Gender seems to favor girls in all subject areas. Even when boys scored higher than girls on standardized tests, they often received lower grades. Researchers conclude that girls got a lot higher grades because teachers rated them on non-cognitive school skills like eagerness and learning to focus in class. Again, non-cognitive. See, cognitive is the word there. That's the key word. Once again, we're just guys and we're there to have fun. Didn't know we had to actually learn that stuff.
No, what I'm curious about is, since most teachers are female, would the little boys pay more attention if the teachers were male?
Oh, I don't know. All I can think of is the Van Halen video, yeah. So I'm not sure.
Hey, do we have time for Crazy in Florida?
Oh, have we got some?
Yeah. Crazy in Florida?
What is it? Yeah.
Subway doesn't exactly make the perfect or authentic Philly cheesesteak sandwich.
Okay.
In Florida last week, a customer named Luis Martinez went to the Subway, and he violated Philly cheesesteak law.
By?
Ordering it with ketchup.
Oh, my. Yeah, you don't do that.
The Subway sandwich artist, because that's what they're called.
Of course they are.
Lawrence had too much and said no and started yelling at him.
He
for
said
ordering.
No? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. The Subway sandwich artist said no?
Had too much artistic integrity and said no and then started yelling at him for ordering it with ketchup.
Wow.
And came out from behind the counter to fight him.
What?
Oh, my goodness. Someone had other issues going on.
Mr. Yeah. Martinez ran, called 911. He was not arrested, but Subway did fire him.
Yeah, I guess so. Must have been a bad day. Once again, if you did 745, if you need more evidence that you're never going broke underestimating the American public.
Right.
Here are your top four movies over the weekend. Number four was Les Miserables, okay? Took in $16 million, done like $104 overall.
Y'all really need to, like, at least see part of it before you keep knocking it.
I didn't. Did I knock it? I said it's a number four movie. I never said that it was. Go ahead.
I tuned in to y'all's show at some point, and I know that there was a comment made about, oh, yeah, we can't watch Les Mis because otherwise we'll have to hide all the sharp objects in the house. But really, the ending of the musical is not the same as the ending of the book. Yeah. I just want to put that out there.
Okay. Number three was The Hobbit. It did $17 million. Number two was Django Unchained. So, I mean, you got Les Miserables, you've got The Hobbit. I don't know about Django Unchained. But number one this weekend was Texas Chainsaw 3D.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
Yeah.
There you go. Yes, indeed.
I mean, you have got to be proud to be an American. Oh, I stood in line, man. I couldn't get in. There were just too many people there. Once again, you know how the story is going to go. You pretty much know how the story is going to end, right? And I'm guessing that whatever his name is, Leatherface, probably got away, right? Again,
in some form or fashion.
Yeah, I've never seen any of them, so I'm not sure, but that's, you know, I know that much. But, I mean, it just once again, and it brings Texas into the great light that we are, you know, that we deserve. Texas Chainsaw 3D. Right there for you. All right, 747.
Sir, we're out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
Cartridge World?
They sell refilled ink and toner cartridges, saving us up to 40% on refills. Cartridge World has a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they sell black, color ink, and toner along with all the major brands.
Cartridge World is going to save us a lot of money.
Enough to give me a raise? Just kidding.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Brian Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
It's easy to think we find happiness by keeping as much stuff as possible for ourselves. The more we have, the happier we'll be, right? But what if true happiness came from giving our treasure away? This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Alan Barnhart could have been wealthy. His crane and rigging business grew steadily for almost 25 years, which would have put his personal wealth into the millions. But it didn't. Why? Because Alan and his wife set out to not get rich. And you heard me right. When the Barnharts started their company, they set what they called a financial finish line. They receive a modest salary, and any wealth over that goal is given to people in need. To date, that's amounted to tens of millions of dollars. But the Barnharts don't feel they're sacrificing anything. In fact, they say giving away most of their money has set them free and given them true happiness. They don't fear losing all they have, and they know their money is helping the less fortunate. Most of us don't think of money quite like that. If we give something away, whether possessions or money, we think it's gone forever. But guarding things too closely is dangerous. Sharing what you have, on the other hand, expands its influence and breathes new hope into someone else's life. And that, in turn, multiplies joy much more than simply hoarding all we get for ourselves. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with Look at Your Sports. It's 7:50 here at WTAW. Fighting Tech Aggie football team put a nice little bow on what had already been an amazing season with first-year head coach Kevin Sumlin and Johnny Football. The Aggies finished 11-2 and made themselves right at home in the SEC after leaving the Big 12. They broke the SEC record with 7,261 yards this season, the first team in SEC history to go over 7,000 yards. Manziel set an FBS bowl record with 229 yards rushing on 17 carries and completed 22 of 34 passes for 287 yards. In his first game since becoming the first freshman to win the Heisman, Manziel set a Cotton Bowl record with 516 yards and accounted for four TDs as the Aggies capped off their first SEC season with a 41-13 thrashing of 12th-ranked Oklahoma on Friday night. Here's Coach Sumlin following the game.
I think tonight was really indicative of this season. It's one of the teams, I thought, in the country that truly got better every week. And we didn't always do everything right all the time, but I don't think there was ever a game this year where these guys didn't play with tremendous effort. That's a credit to these guys. You know, players play and coaches coach. Fortunately, in big-time situations, these guys have handled all that all year. And like I said, this game is really indicative of how we've played all season.
All that wraps up the good news. Now the bad news. Texas A&M Special Teams Coordinator Brian Pullian is expected to be named the new head coach at Nevada. That's according to a tweet by CBSSports.com. Pullian is known as an excellent recruiter and did so at Stanford, where he came from. A&M currently has the number 8 recruiting class in the nation, according to Rivals.com. And if the deal is finalized, Pullian will become A&M's second assistant to take a head coaching job in the last month, of course, with Coach Cliff Kingsbury going up to be the head man at Texas Tech. On to the hardwood, and the number 22nd-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie women's basketball team jumped on Arkansas early, running out to a 22-6 lead and coasted to a 63-51 road win over number 23 Arkansas Sunday afternoon. The Aggies, who were 12-4 and 2-0 in SEC action, were led by freshman Courtney Williams. She had a career-high 16 points, and junior Kelsey Bone double-doubled again with 11 points and 14 rebounds. The ladies play again on January the 10th in Kentucky with a 5 o'clock tip-off, and that game can be heard on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Marshall Lynch ran for 131 yards and a touchdown in helping Seattle Seahawks win their first road playoff game in the wild card slot since 1983 by beating Washington 24-14 last night. The Redskins raced out to an early 14-0 lead before the Seahawks rallied. The Redskins quarterback Robert Griffin III was knocked out of the game late in the fourth quarter after re-injuring his leg. And they move on now, by the way. Seattle moves on to play Atlanta next Sunday. Here's RG3 on his injury.
You know, I'm the quarterback of this team. My job is to be out there if I can play. The only time I couldn't play is when I went down. I took myself out the game. So that's just the way you have to play it. And I don't feel like me being out there hurt the team in any way. You know, I'm the best option for this team, and that's why I'm the starter.
In the other wild card game of the day, it was the old-style Baltimore Ravens who used a suffocating defense and the return of Ray Lewis to hold the Indianapolis Colts to just 3 field goals in a 24-9 win over the Colts. That means the Ravens are going next to Denver to play Peyton Manning and the top-seeded Broncos, who are riding an 11-game winning streak. Another trip in order to New England awaits Houston. The Texans did enough to beat the Bengals 19-13 in the wild card game, but they have to figure out a way to score touchdowns against New England's team that is averaging 34.8 points per game. The AFC East champion Patriots trounced the Texans 42-14 earlier in the year in Foxborough. The big game is tonight. It's a dream matchup for the BCS championship. Top-ranked and undefeated Notre Dame takes on once-beaten number two-ranked Alabama for the title. Alabama is going for its third national championship in 4 years and trying to become the first school to win back-to-back BCS titles. And finally this morning, after 113 mostly bitter days in the NHL labor lockout, the league and its players forged a new 10-year collective bargaining agreement following a 16-hour marathon bargaining session. The season will either run 48 or 50 games and is expected to start within a couple of weeks. That's been your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, Brian Pulley and things interesting. He's, Nevada. Looks like he'll get that job. He comes from a great pedigree, if folks don't know. His dad and his older brother have been in the NFL for a long, long time. His brother was general manager of the Indianapolis Colts. But I have to say, and I'm sure he's done a great job here, I think the Cotton Bowl was probably a pretty good recruiting tool. I think, you know, if there are any recruits out there who might be interested, I'm betting that, obviously there'll be if Brian leaves, there'll be somebody to step in and follow in the outstanding
sure.
job he's done. But as they say in athletics, nothing beats winning.
Well,
just makes things a lot nicer.
The thing that Coach Sumlin has said is he's like, nobody's ever chosen a team by going, I'm going to go to whatever school team wins.
Yeah.
But in a blowout that big, on that big of a stage, it can't hurt.
No, it can't hurt. It's they see themselves wearing that color. That'd be a good thing.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, about 4-0.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Green Teams welcomes the newly renovated MSC on the Texas A&M campus to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, the MSC uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
About 2-0, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, let's say that your spouse has a friend who'll be coming to town for 2 weeks on business.
Oh.
Okay, the friend writes and asks if you can put them up while they're in town. Has this person committed some sort of a gross violation of etiquette? Now, whether you answer yes or no may determine whether you are an asker or a guesser. The two personality types described in a 3-year-old web comment that has lately taken on a second life as a full-on blog. Now, the question is a classic case of the ask culture or the guess culture. In some families, you grow up with the expectation that it's okay to ask for anything at all. But you got to realize that you might get a no answer. This is the ask culture. The guess culture is that you avoid putting a request into words unless you're pretty sure the answer is going to be yes. Guess culture depends on a tight net of shared expectations. A key skill is putting out those delicate feelers. If you do this with enough subtlety, you won't even have to make the request directly. Someone will offer it to you instead. Even then, the offer may be genuine or pro forma, takes yet quite a bit more skill and delicacy to discern exactly what you should accept. So that's the question. Are you a part of the ask culture, or are you part of the guess culture? Now, a guy named Oliver Bruckman wrote a column over the weekend in The Guardian over across the pond. He said, this is actually pretty simple. Guessers are wrong and askers are right. Asking is how you actually determine what the asker wants and the giver is willing to receive. The guessing culture is a recipe for frustration. So again, the ask culture, you grow up knowing that it's okay to ask for almost anything at all, realizing you might get a